The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The Environmental Protection Agency has said that urgent implementation of all climate plans and policies, plus further new measures, are needed for Ireland to meet the 51% emissions reduction target for 2030. It said the challenge is particularly evident in agriculture, but all sectors need to do more. The agency is holding a climate change conference at Croke Park and online today, and is also due to publish its greenhouse gas projections report for 2022. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Very bad would be a good summary of Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions projections. So said senior EPA officials briefing journalists ahead of the publication of this latest emissions report. In summary, the report confirms that Ireland is way off course. There is a huge gap between the ambitions in our legally binding Climate Act, which targets a 51% cut in emissions by 2030, and the actions needed to deliver on that ambition. The report highlights that even in the unlikely event that every planned climate policy and measure outlined in the Climate Action Plan were fully implemented and on time, Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions would only fall by 28% by 2030, a little over half of what is legally required. And the government's carbon budgets, the major new policy instrument for enforcing climate action on all sectors, already look to be in trouble. The report says that if everything in the plan was implemented, emissions for the 5 years to 2025 would still exceed those budgets by 40 million tonnes.
Measures aimed at resolving the issue of lengthy queues at Dublin Airport are to be outlined today. The airport operator, DAA, was given additional time to prepare the plan. Its chief executive, Dalton Phillips, is to appear before the Oireachtas Committee on Transport this afternoon to discuss the situation. Fergal O'Brien reports.
Following the chaos on Sunday at Dublin Airport, resulting in some 1,400 passengers missing flights, the operators were instructed by the government to put in place solutions in advance of the busy June bank holiday this weekend. But the plan was delayed by 24 hours to allow more time to finalise the operational arrangements. DAA said it expects to publish the details around lunchtime today. Under the plan, queue management will be improved, such as separate lanes for people who can go directly to security and for check-in and bag drop desks. More security lanes will open at peak times, as well as maximising the availability of staffing resources, with some workers being redeployed to support security screening staff. The passenger delays and solutions will be scrutinised when the DAA Chief Executive Dalton Phillips appears before the Oireachtas Transport Committee at 1:30 this afternoon.
US President Joe Biden has confirmed that the United States will provide Ukraine with more advanced rocket systems and munitions, which the country has been requesting. He said it would enable Ukraine to more precisely strike key Russian targets on the battlefield. Writing in the New York Times, Mr. Biden said the United States would continue to work to strengthen Ukraine and support its efforts to achieve a negotiated end to the conflict. He stressed that the US and its allies did not seek a war between NATO and Russia. An inquest into the deaths of four Coast Guard crew members will resume this morning in County Mayo. All those on board the Rescue 116 helicopter were killed when the aircraft crashed into Black Rock Island in March 2017. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
In the days following the R116 tragedy, the bodies of Captain Mark Duffy and Captain Dara Fitzpatrick were located in waters off the North Mayo coast. The remains of two others, winch operator Paul Ormsby and winchman Kieran Smith, remain lost at sea. The inquest into their deaths opened in April 2018 when preliminary evidence was heard. Proceedings were adjourned at that stage pending the completion of a number of investigations into the crash. A Garda inquiry resulted in no prosecutions, and a separate probe by the Air Accident Investigation Unit was published late last year. Over the coming days, evidence will be heard from a total of 17 witnesses at the Coroner's Court in Belmullet. It's expected the jury will be asked to consider the findings from the AAIU report into the crash before verdicts are delivered. Pat McGrath, RTE News, Belmullet, County Mayo.
Exploratory talks between the government and unions on public sector pay will move to the Workplace Relations Commission today. Officials from the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and representatives from the Irish Congress of Trade Unions held initial meetings last month ahead of today's talks. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The Department of Public Expenditure and Reform says there will be engagement with the Workplace Relations Commission today as part of the ongoing exploratory discussions between the parties to Building Momentum, the current public sector pay deal. In March, unions triggered a review clause in that agreement due to rising inflation. The government has said that it is willing to go beyond the terms contained within the current deal, but the Minister for Public Expenditure, Michael McGrath, has previously said that it must be done in a balanced way. Unions have not yet put a percentage figure on the pay increases they are seeking, but they have spoken about the importance of also improving the social wage, which factors in government spending on welfare and public services, as well as reducing costs like childcare, housing and healthcare.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Let Grant help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.eu.
Dry with sunny spells this morning. A few isolated showers during the day, but most areas will stay dry. Highest temperatures 14 to 18 degrees.